Listen, Paul, you must be hugely disappointed given the late strike from McCabe. Just when it seemed Harps had taken a point.
Yeah, really disappointed, to be fair, you know. I mean, I thought we started off the game well and they got a goal out of nothing to start with, you know. And we didn't look and bother all night, to be honest about it, you know. They huff and they puff, but, you know, we had an awful lot of possession and we just didn't create enough of chances in the game.
Yeah. What's the mood in there like, Paul?
Look, everybody's downbeat, you know. I think they're all disappointed in the fact, you know, probably should have got something out of the game, at least a point, you know, out of the game. Especially the second half performance, you know, but, you know, we have to dust ourselves down, we have to get on. There are a lot of big games coming.
Well, listen, the game was kind of petering out, really, until McCourt produced that brilliant moment of magic. What a goal, and it looked to be enough to give Harps a point.
Yeah, Paddy's well capable of that, you know, and as you well know, it was fantastic goal, like, but, you know, it's not much of a consolation there at the minute, you know. It's just a bit hard to swallow, but to be fair, I couldn't fault the effort of the players. I thought they were excellent. You know, they worked their socks off for 90 minutes and 90 plus or whatever, you know, and you can't fault their attitude.
Well, listen, all of a sudden, back down into the relegation zone, Paul, and another couple of difficult games coming up with Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk next couple of weeks.
Yeah, of course they are. I mean, Shamrock Rovers are a good side, Dundalk are very, you know, both of them are in very good form at the minute, you know, but, you know, stranger things have happened, like, and, you know, there's still 5 games left, there's 15 points to play for, and God knows how many points it's going to take at this stage now to keep you up.
Yeah, because it hasn't been a good weekend, has it? Like, with Galway winning last night, now Sligo tonight, the teams around just picking up points.
Yeah, I know, but it was the same for them last week or the week before when we were in Limerick, you know. Nobody's expecting us to get anything in Limerick, and we ended up 1-1, winning the match with 10 men, you know. And, you know, it's not all lost by any matter of means. We just need to get a wee bit of belief back again after that, because that'll take the stuffing out of them a bit.